Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Almon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Steve Kiefer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bill Krueger. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Parrish. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Hostetler. Batting seventh. The DH, Kevin Buckley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kurt Wilkerson. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Frank Tanana. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Yost and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wright. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lansford moves to third. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon takes first base on ball four. Heath moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-0 in the game. with a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Buckley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer misplays the ball. That's an error on Kiefer. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckley moves to second. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson takes first base on ball 4. Buckley moves to third. Yost moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckley scores. Yost moves to third. Wilkerson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, Rangers, 1. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards second. Phillips scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Rangers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Almon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kingman moves to third. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Rangers. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kruger. Wright moves to second. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0-for-1 in the game. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Buckley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckley is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckley takes first base on ball 4. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a pop-up towards first. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiefer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of right. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Phillips goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 2, Rangers, 2. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Yost and he is safe. Henderson steals third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilkerson takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Wilkerson moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Rangers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Yost and he is out, Bannister applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Parrish strikes out. One out. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0 for 2 in the game. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Rangers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiefer bunts towards first. Hostetler scoops it up and throws to first, with Bannister covering, for the out. Tettleton moves to second. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Kevin Buckley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buckley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Buckley reaches second base with a double. Wayne Tolleson pinch runs for Kevin Buckley. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sorensen now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tolleson moves to third. Wilkerson moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tolleson scores. Wilkerson scores. Bannister moves to third. It's 4-3, Rangers. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Ward moves to third. It's 5-3, Rangers. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dickie Knowles now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lansford moves to third. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to second. Dwayne Henry now pitching. Bruce Bochte pinch hits for Bill Almon. Bruce Bochte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochte hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Mickey Tettleton. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Bruce Bochte now playing first base. Jim Essien now catching. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0-for-3 in the game. Hostetler hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill pinch hits for Steve Kiefer. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Lansford hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Wright chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Wilkerson. Wilkerson fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Wilkerson. Phillips scores. Henderson goes all the way around to score. Lansford moves all the way to home. It's 6-5, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Tom Henke now pitching. Mike Davis pinch runs for Dave Kingman. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Yost and he is safe. Davis steals second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bochte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochte is 0-for-1 in the game. Bochte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Heath moves to third. It's 7-5, Athletics. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. Bochte moves to third. It's 8-5, Athletics. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bhakti scores. Essien moves to second. It's 9-5, Athletics. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Essien trying to get to home. Parrish throws the ball into Yost, who tags Essien, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hill moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Donnie Hill now playing shortstop. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wilkerson strikes out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bannister moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Ward moves to third. It's 9-6, Athletics. Keith Atherton now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Rangers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Odell Jones now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Yost and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Lansford strikes out. One out. Gary Hancock pinch hits for Dwayne Murphy. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of right. Hancock reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. It's 10-6, Athletics. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Rangers 6. The Rangers will come to bat. Mike Davis now playing center field. Keith Atherton now pitching. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-4 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rivers pinch hits for Dave Hostetler. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a pop-up towards short. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Dunbar pinch hits for Wayne Tolleson. Tom Dunbar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunbar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Foley pinch hits for Ned Yost. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley takes first base on ball four. Wright moves to second. Bob Jones pinch hits for Kurt Wilkerson. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 10, and Texas Rangers, 6. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.